This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind is the most listened to radio program in North Dakota, the Northern Plains. We thank you for that, folks. We're here for you, 800-228-0550. Put that on your speed dial. You can text Todd or I, 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program, so we look forward to your calls, questions, and comments on any topic. Few have already come in for him. One correction I need to make related to the question about a town hall in Bowman tomorrow. It's not a town hall, at least not in the press release that we've received from Senator Heitkamp. It is a conversation related to the drought situation, which we agreed was a good idea, in Bowman, 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Mountain Time tomorrow at the Bowman Livestock Auction Center. If you go there, our suggestion was there, if you have questions about the drought, go there. Please participate and be there. But if you have other questions, don't be afraid to ask them. That's a good opportunity to do that, so I want you to know about that. But I said, I noticed there's all small towns on this list. Bowman was there, and Hazen is on here, Hebron, and again, nothing against small towns, just an interesting tactic that has been employed by Democratic members of North Dakota's congressional delegation in the past. Small numbers, they kind of control it, not a lot of people are going to show up. But I noticed, this is what I missed, and I need to share with you, that they have put on a AFL-CIO rally. Bisman Indivisible, and that's that, interestingly, what's the word I'm looking for? Very partisan and Trump haters, and did some very strange things at Congressman Cramer's town halls. Bisman Indivisible and North Dakota AFL-CIO and Senator Heitkamp are hosting a rally. And this is how we got Obamacare, was AFL-CIO rallies. I was at a rally that Senator Heitkamp was at championing, we need Obamacare. And now we don't hear any, I own this, right? I hear, oh, it's great, and oh, the Republicans are terrible. So that's why we need more town halls. We need more events. Go to this event, folks. Go to this event. It's Thursday in Custer Park, Bismarck. That's tomorrow. Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30. And this is an opportunity for folks to visit with Senator Heitkamp. Let your voice be heard. Be there. Be there. Be civil. Be informed, but be there. Don't let this be some photo op for Bisman Indivisible and North Dakota AFL-CIO and Senator Heitkamp. It's on the health care legislation. So that is tomorrow, 5:30, 6:30, Custer Park in Bismarck. Just wanted to let you know that I missed that one, and that is there. Also, a number of texts came in during the break, very concerned about Bob from Bismarck's health. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know whether that's a proper worry or not. But a number of you also said you want to know more about Charlie Gard. And we do have a question for Congressman Cramer on that. That's baby Charlie. And so I pledge to do this. We will make it a priority to get a guest on that and spend some more time on that, because that was one of the things that Bob wanted. Okay, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Let's get rolling with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Did you have a good Independence Day, sir?
Well, it was wonderful. Scott, thank you, and happy Independence Day. And happy birthday to America. 241 years is kind of remarkable. Quite an experiment. So I did. I was home in Bismarck with my family. Chris and Abel and I and our son Ike went out for an early morning robust hike out at Fort Abraham Lincoln State Park, and went over to over to truck stop at West End of Mandan for brunch. And that's how it got started. But probably the best part of the whole day was that we had a downpour in Bismarck, which it was late in the evening, not great timing for the symphony out in the Capitol grounds, but it was a much needed and welcomed downpour.
Well, I want to, first on my list, ask you quickly about where you see the efforts in the Senate on repeal and replace. But I do have a sense that North Dakotans, from our, you know, my radar is simply, what are they calling about? What are they emailing about? What are they texting about? And, you know, there is a fair amount on that, but there's also a fair amount on the drought situation and specific questions that have already come in for you on that related to, you know, do something, right? We got to do something. And CRP is the big one we hear about. Just give us, first of all, your assessment of the situation and the response that has so far been undertaken for.
Yeah, you know, real quickly, Scott, one thing I'd say, too, you know, last week, and by the way, Gene Grainer filled in beautifully for you last week, but one of the issues that came up was, or maybe it was even the week before with you, I remember, it was somebody that asked about the distinction, I guess, or maybe I raised the distinction after the question of CRP, that's the Conservation Reserve Program, haying versus grazing, and Sonny Perdue actually addressed that, you know, recently. But at the first level, I'd say I've not, in my, you know, political career, and that's pretty much my, you know, most of my career as an adult, I've not seen an administration respond to concerns of a drought as effectively and as quickly and as urgently as this one has. And I think one of the reasons for that is you know, Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, understands agriculture. He's both a former producer and he's, of course, a governor, former governor. And I think that has resulted in a very responsive USDA. So when we first started seeing the potential for drought, even and the early stages of the drought, and knowing these patterns, when we requested, you know, really we requested the USDA to go out a little ahead of schedule on declarations. And Sonny Perdue did exactly that. And, you know, there are these various categories of droughts, you know, the 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and severe to extreme and all of those things that kick in various programs. And the Trump administration responded very quickly to our request for certain counties in North Dakota. Then, you know, within a week or two after their declarations were issued and the allowance of emergency grazing on CRP land, they expanded it and expanded it to, you know, more counties and included counties around the drought areas that, you know, the severe declarations, they expanded it out and put in motion the opportunity to not just graze CRP, but to use the existing programs to allow for eventual haying of CRP once we get to August 1st. And the reason August 1st is important, and this was in response, I brought this up in response to the caller a while back, is because there's this nesting season on CRP land that, you know, is part of the motivation for CRP, and the inspiration for CRP is, of course, habitat for birds, especially upland game birds like pheasants and grouse and whatnot. So he already began that process, and then just last week, of course, went even further in his declaration of emergency declaration, and so it's really been quite. It's really been quite a remarkable response from this administration. Every time we've called, every time we've written, they've responded within days, if not, you know, weeks, if not days, and really do sense the urgency of things. So,
what is your sense on a timeline response here? For instance, I've got a text here from someone south of Sawyer, said we're putting up our hay land for the ground we've covered. We usually would have 450 to 500 bales. We have 116. We need a CRP opened up now, not August 1. I mean, how quick do you think that can happen?
Well, first of all, of course, August 1 is, you know, a little better than 3 weeks away. And one of the challenges to this texter's point is we need the hay. So there's that issue. And if he's also, besides growing hay and cutting it and baling it, he's also evidently has cattle. Obviously, they need it, but the other important fact as it relates to the timing is the longer a drought goes, the less nutrients the hay will have. So that's why they're pushing for a faster response. It's something that I think the USDA, and probably understandably so, does reluctantly. And by that I mean, you know, upping the timeline. Because, of course, let's remember, the farmers with CRP are being paid not to do this. And they're part of the purpose of the mission of CRP is habitat for wildlife. So when you're confronted with a choice, you know, I would say a farmer's livelihood should, you know, come out ahead of wildlife. But again, there's a contract in place. And also, you know, for some with CRP, obviously, they have income based on the fact that there are birds on that land. So there are a lot of things to consider, Scott. I don't know what the timeline would be, but I, you know, as far as grazing, a lot of it's available, you know, pretty much immediately once all the paperwork's done. So while not hay, at least the opportunity to graze where it's available is pretty significant.
All right, I want to get to the calls here on the program. And, again, we have Henry in Fargo. We have Steve in Fargo with questions, and we have others that have sent texts and emails already. So let's get to the calls and ask you to get in line to ask a question of Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll get going here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me, 367-2054, with your questions or comments, or Congressman Cramer, or rather Todd for Congressman Cramer, too, at 226-8503. All right, going to the break and coming back with your calls after this. A little more on the drought situation, health care, and more to come.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My friends at Pucklett Chevrolet, Wednesday Wheels, they give us a great deal every week. Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, your chance to hear about, take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. They have a store in Bismarck, now a location in Valley City as well, and always really good trade-ins. And here's a prime example. 2013 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT. It's the extended cab, remote start, cooled and heated leather seats, the bed liner, the backup camera, the Bose stereo, loaded up, right? And today only, they've got it priced at $30,000. That's right. And that's $2,000 off. So hop online, check it out, PuckochValleyCity.com, or give them a call. A 2013 GMC Sierra SLT extended cab with less than 40,000 miles on sale today only. If you tell them you heard about it from Scott, yours truly, you're going to walk away for a great deal. $30,000 from Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Back to some of the questions about drought and what to do about it coming up, but I want to get some callers in here. Cranker today on the program. Henry's been waiting. What's on your mind for Congressman Cramer?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Henry.
First thing is, back to Heidi real quick that you brought up before Kevin got on the show. Don't take her lightly. I think Fargo, if I remember correctly, was in the top 10 liberal cities in the country. We know how these liberals work in Fargo, so I wouldn't take her lightly. Kevin, can't we just repeal Obamacare and fix all the issues after we repeal it? I mean, can't we repeal it and then go across state lines, tort reform, things of that nature? My biggest thing is, under the Obama administration, they made all these small mom-and-pop restaurants post all their calories. You know, you pull up the Burger King, like, I can't tell how many calories are in a deal. Why don't you have these hospitals and clinics post all their rates? It's there. It's there because the insurance companies know what those billing rates are for insured rates and non-insured rates. I mean, post it so a guy can go and shop it. I mean, those three simple things would address a lot of issues.
I'll piggyback on with a text from someone that says, if the Senate can't get it done on health care, just repeal it and just give me an HSA, which is a health savings account. Just give me a health savings account. So kind of along the lines of what Henry's saying, what say you?
Actually, the HSA dovetails very nicely into what Henry's suggesting. So let me back it up just a little bit, because this is a common question. And, of course, even the president now has suggested if the Senate can't get a repeal-replace done, they should just repeal and replace later and then work a timeline. And the timeline piece is critical. So to Henry's fundamental point, of course, we voted several times to just repeal Obamacare, go back to the way it was before. And it was really it was President Trump who ultimately, once he was elected, said, no, we want to repeal and replace at the same time. So he really pushed that on us. Now, I don't want to blame him completely, because there were a lot of other Republican leaders that also wanted to do a replace. I think out of abundance of heart, if you will, for people who would be, sort of left in the lurch, if you will, and it would, they wanted a safety net for those people who have been sort of taken care of under Obamacare, at the very least a transition out of it. That said, the simple thing to do would be a repeal. And let's also remember, and we'll go through this, I'm sure, several more times before we're done with this, but remind people that we are using budget reconciliation, which means it only requires 51 votes in the Senate, which means there can't be a bill that says, quote, Obamacare is repealed, or the Affordable Care Act is repealed, because there are a number of policies that don't fit under the budget reconciliation rules. However, we can largely do it by repealing the individual and employer mandates, at least the penalties associated with the mandates, and the taxes. And the taxes and the mandates, which are expenses and revenue, which are allowed under budget reconciliation, basically are the heart of Obamacare. So we could do that. And then set a timeline for a replacement. But I want to speak to Henry's. He raised three really important points. The House of Representatives, Henry, has already passed an associations bill. It's a really good bill that allows the, as he called them, mom and pops, or small businesses, and as well as individuals that are part of an association. So the association might be the Restaurant Association. So a whole bunch of restaurants form an association together and be able to provide health care to their employees, much like a large company would. Obamacare does not allow that. It's almost hard to believe you could pass a law that says you're not allowed to form an association to find lower cost health care for your employees, but mandate that you have to provide it for your employees. It's the irony is rich. So we've actually already done that, and we allow it across state lines. The posting of prices, and Henry's very savvy, he understands there's many times there's a different price if you pay with cash versus price you pay if you have insurance. And that, of course, that's why insurance premiums continue to rise. We had a 100% increase, 100% increase on average across the country of insurance premiums in the 4 years that Obamacare has been fully implemented. 44% increase in North Dakota alone. So, one of the ways to get at this, and to your texter's point, our bill, the House Republican bill, enhances the use of health savings accounts, allows you to save more every year, and then if you purchase on your own, you're going to be able to get those prices and pay that lower price rather than buy a very high cost healthcare plan, insurance plan, and one that you can't even afford to pay the premiums or the co-pays or the deductibles on, but yet you have, quote, coverage. And so I don't want to oversimplify, Scott. It's not simple. It's threading the needle on what's real, as my friend Dr. Wenstrup says, what's real and what's compassionate is no small matter, but a lot of work needs to be done. Henry's got some very good ideas. As far as, I think he says something about selling insurance, buying insurance across state lines, that there's no doubt that's coming, although that was part of that was part of our association's plan. We also did some malpractice reform just last week. We passed a bill in the House that was bipartisan that restricts, some of the penalties and whatnot, and it certainly dissuades the legal profession from just making a career out of, lawsuits that go after, that are frivolous and go after extreme settlements. But anyway, so we're doing, all the tracks at the same time, and sometimes it gets a little bit confusing.
Henry, thanks for the call. Good suggestion. Yeah, Steve, really Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, morning. Couple of things.
Good morning.
Scott, I was at that rally. I think the one you're referring to was in Fargo when Heidi had a goofy hat on, standing on the back of a tractor trailer screaming and yelling about how wonderful Obamacare was. It was embarrassing. And Kevin, I was at your town hall at the Bean or whatever in Fargo when, and interesting and sad, the place was completely jam packed with a whole bunch of folks, most of them from Minnesota, and it was all a social media driven love fest for communists. But, you try to engage those individuals in conversation, and all they are is give us more free stuff, and some people had some legitimate points about services they may lose and, they probably need some help from the government. But as a mass, they completely ignore the fact that Obama ran up, what was it, $10 trillion in deficits trying to pay.
Hold that thought, Steve. Don't go away. Break coming up. We'll let Congressman Kramer get the rest of your question after the break.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause, and a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. Doesn't it make the hair on the back of your neck stand up? It sounds so great, doesn't it? We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. And advanced technologies today deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make all that happen. With the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future. For generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To find out more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. He's here every week for an hour taking your calls on any and all topics. A few texts to get to and some calls as well waiting. 258-0550, the local number, 701-258-0550, or toll free from wherever you're listening at 800-228-0550, or text me 367-2054, or Todd 226-8503. All right, so Steve, go ahead and finish your question, then we'll get an answer for you here from Congressman Cramer.
Well, yeah, my point on this is that as well intended as those individuals are, they don't live in Realville. Their trump card is, the rich don't pay their fair share, which of course is ludicrous. The top wage earners in the country pay 80-90% of all the income tax. And that's all we have to do is take more of their money, and anything that we want on this side is possible. And Obama completely proved that's not the case. Tax revenues were strong, potentially record, and it just didn't matter. They cannot, the only solution is to modify these programs just enough so they grow at a slower rate, or we're going completely broke, and they cannot figure that out. I don't know what the answer is to how do you appease these people.
Okay, so he was, so you just hit, Steve, on so many important points. Specifically, let's talk about the rally slash town hall circumstances that have been, you know, being run by this indivisible group, and now they create these local chapters of this national group. One only needs to read their manual, and they have one, to see that it's their mission specifically is to stop Trump. I mean, it's like a weird obsession with the guy and his name, you know. And then they use the word disrupt. It's not even a matter of dialogue. It's all about disruption. So it is by its own very design and nature designed to be disruptive, chaotic. In other words, create chaos rather than discuss specific details. I very much appreciate Steve's characterization, for example, of slowing the growth, because we've been accused of, quote, cutting Medicaid. Our bill, the Republican health care bill, grows Medicaid. It actually grows it, but yes, at a slower rate. Although the rate that we allow for reimbursement to states is CPI, that's Consumer Price Index Medical, which is a higher consumer price index than inflation, plus one. It's not exactly real right-wing conservatism. But again, to Steve's point where, you know, the solution always is take more from people who make more, and we can do more good things on the other side. Of course, that's ultimately going to, you know, has its own economic consequences and ramifications. But there is no end to the good things government can do if they can get more of other people's money to do it with. It goes on and on into eternity. And his emphasis on reality, I appreciate so much, because I do think what gets lost, and this was so clear in the town hall I had in Fargo, I think it was Fargo Moorhead Group put on, or at least encouraged me to have, was that there were legitimate concerns raised by people with, by the way, legitimate Republican responses. But as soon as you get to a legitimate Republican response about how our safety net actually is more sustainable than Medicaid expansion, and it's actually more sustainable and creates more of a market-based solution, which brings price down, and far too generous for many, you know, very conservative people, but not nearly generous enough for many liberal people, that gets lost, because as soon as you start having a rational discussion, you know, somebody threatens to break all the windows in the coffee shop, which is exactly what happened. And so this really is out of control in terms of the public discourse with the far left, and that's the way they like it, because it's easier than discussing things on a factual, rational basis.
The people that Steve is mentioning that were at the rally, or, you know, your town hall event, Coffee with Kramer event in Fargo, are also part of a rally with Senator Heitkamp tomorrow, Bizman Indivisible. And North Dakota AFL-CIO and Senator Heitkamp are doing a rally on healthcare, 5:30 to 6:30 at Custer Park in Bismarck. Is that disappointing to you, knowing that group, given their blueprint, their standing is involved in an event with Senator Heitkamp?
Well, I don't know that it's disappointing. I mean, she's the senator, and it's her rally. You know, it's her rally, and she can, I guess, do it with anybody she wants to do with. The Indivisible Group, though, just so people know, it was founded by former staffers of Nancy Pelosi. So if you want to have some sense, the Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass this law to find out what's in it. The Nancy Pelosi who comes from and defends sanctuary cities, by the way, Scott, while you were in Norway, the House of Representatives passed a law that now has punitive response to, quote, sanctuary cities. It's always been illegal to be a sanctuary city, but we now put penalties in place, lack of funding, as well as passing Kate's Law in the United States House of Representatives last week. So, that's who's behind all of this. And it is a little bit weird to hitch your wagon to the Nancy Pelosi, extremist crowd, but it is what it is, and you get your allies in various places. And
I would definitely encourage people. I would definitely encourage people to bring a different viewpoint there, because there is a small percentage of people that think that what we've experienced with Obamacare is a good idea. And so the quote, the idea that that's a rally that's going to bring a lot of people out, it'd be 10-1 against that. So it'd be,
but just so people know, I mean, to that point, Scott, we're now emerging on 40%. It was a third of the country when we passed the American Health Care Act. It's now up on near 40% of the counties in this country are down to one provider, and more, especially in the Midwest, more and more counties are down to zero providers. That those aren't choices. That's severe, and it is spiraling out of control. And that's the one thing. If we don't repeal Obamacare, if for some reason there's not the will in the Senate to get something done, a year or two from now, we'll be having a very different discussion.
All right, let's get back to a text that came in earlier. A few of these concerns again on the drought situation. One texter, if you're a producer, you know that a week of 100-degree temperatures is going to burn that hay up and will be useless. It'll be sticks in 3 weeks from now. Someone else has suggested that on the crop insurance side, decisions be expedited so crops that are not going to make it could be torn out and you could replant hey, can that be done?
Yeah, so very good question, and actually our team is looking into this right now, and the reason it's an issue that's always bothered me about crop insurance. You know, we have the Prevent Plant Program, which, by the way, I'm very supportive of. We want to be able to help farmers stay on the land if they're prevented from planting a crop because of a very cold or very wet spring, and you get past the deadline where you can grow, say, corn or beans or something like that. But the Prevent Plant Program is often frustrating me because it sort of creates an incentive not to grow a crop. And I think all programs ought to incent farmers to do what they do best, and that's grow food. And I would even submit to you, is there a way to use what growth has taken place for hay or for livestock feed if it's not going to grow? Can you get an expedited decision from an adjuster, for example, that, okay, this is a loss, but there's enough here for cattle or something like that. And again, I'm sort of outside of my comfort zone in terms of my knowledge of agronomy, but I think to the texture's point, there ought to be a way to incent the farmer. And by that, I don't mean pay them. I mean, don't punish them. You know, let's encourage them to grow something if there's a shorter season where you can grow something. Now, you know, planting a hay crop in the middle of a drought doesn't seem like a great idea to me, but there might be something that can be done that provides food for livestock, if not for humans, through the crop insurance program. So we're going to try to get, I'll try to get an answer on that, you know, before the end of the show. If not, Scott, make sure we bring it up right away next week, or maybe even between now and then you and I, put something out. Because, by the way, so the people know, I do keep a drought monitor on my official web page, and I would encourage people to check it out because we keep it very up to date. We're working on some stuff now, you know, as well that's related to IRS treatment of income that might be derived when a rancher has to, has to sort of call their herd early if they're going to, start cutting back on their herd. What do they do with the money, the income that they get from that when it wasn't sort of against their will? There are some things like that we're working on so that we're just offering it up sort of as a public service announcement webpage on the kramer.house.gov page so that people can just follow the what's become very fast moving news and policies related to the drought.
And I will tell you that if you text us 24/7, call our info line at 855-200-1776, 24/7, press 1. We will get that information to Congressman Kramer and make sure that whatever agency or office, if it's state, if it's federal, that can get an answer. We want to be part of a solution here, and to recognize that, it's a challenging situation. I got a heartbreaking text yesterday from a listener. We were doing a show talking to members of the armed forces that were serving us on the Independence Day so we could have an Independence Day and have freedom. And someone texted, while enjoying your burgers and steaks today, I'd like to ask everyone to please remember and say a prayer for our farmers and ranchers who are struggling with some tough decisions due to this severe drought. And, some things there's answers for, some there's not a magic wand, some things there's not, but to the extent we can do something, we would definitely want to do something. So we'll pass those on to Congressman Kramer, get you the answers as quick as we can. If you got a creative idea, lay it on us. So we want to be helpful and do anything we can. One text that you're going to have to answer on the other side of the break here. The farmers, ranchers who want to use CRP during the drought need a wake-up call reality check. They must refund all the money they took from taxpayers before they can break their CRP contracts and use that land. They're expecting to get paid twice, once for doing nothing and again for not being prepared. Reality is a harsh taskmaster, says that person. Many would probably not agree, but just wanted to give you a chance to respond.
Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. Customer-owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And, of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for $4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies money can buy. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pot, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota has the highest worker fatality rate in the U.S., and the NDSC is working to reverse that trend with hands-on safety training. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why they decided to build a new hands-on training facility.
It started back in July 2012, 5 years ago. Really, we embarked on this process, this vision, with our board of directors and just saying, you know, what can we do in North Dakota to make North Dakota a safer and healthier place to live and to prevent injuries and save lives? And really, my board of directors basically said, you know what, if you had $10 million, what would you do? And we said we'd try to build a facility and we'd try to do something where you can use hands-on training to save lives and prevent injuries, knowing how much more effective it is than just classroom training.
The NDSC will open its new hands-on safety training campus this fall. Learn more at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When you make one call and it's done, you know, the one call does it all way of doing it. Call the folks at Delta and find out just how quick they can take on whatever it is you need done. If you're in the oil industry, you want to call Delta first. Eric at 406-250-8151. Eric, 406-250-8151. DeltaConstructors.net is the website as well. Turnkey are the two words you need to know. For the well site, they do it all. And they bring you the call of the day. Delta One Call does it all, call of the day. Yesterday, I mentioned we chatted with some folks from the North Dakota National Guard that were serving across the globe. And it was so fun to hear from them. Here's a little summary of the calls we had from our next guest is someone serving with the North Dakota National Guard to defend our freedom, defend that freedom as we speak. We are joined today on the program by Air Force Major Sean Carlson. Thank you for defending this freedom. Thank you for being out there and not getting a quote-unquote 4th of July holiday and instead defending us. I hope you know that's very much appreciated by all of us.
I think we all do, Scott. And
you know, we really appreciate the support as well and opportunities to, you know, talk to you guys back home as well.
Freedom that we have bought and paid for by the men and women of the armed forces. One of those is Staff Sergeant Kyle Kessler, who joins us right now on our newsmaker line. But any family you want to say hi to, Sergeant?
Yes, I would like to say hi to my wife and kids, Renee and Jason Kaysen, and I'll be home soon.
All right. Specialist Jade Baker is joining us next as we salute those that defend our freedom and allow us to celebrate independence. Anybody you want to say hi to at home?
My dad and my mom and my husband will be home soon.
All right, let's go back to Afghanistan one more time to check in with a member of the North Dakota National Guard serving us on this 4th of July Independence Day celebration. Stephanie Tilges, any family you want to say hi to back here?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my husband, Travis, and my three kids, Addison, Maggie, Avery, and all my family and friends.
That was so fun. It really was great to hear from all of them. Thanks for that great service. All right, last chance to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go to Stephen Fargo for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask Congressman if anything can be done to inspect the mosques and make sure there's you know, no plans to blow anything up since the Quran says when you see the unbelievers, I'll kill them and so forth. And
all right. I think he's referring to a federal program that allowed the surveillance of those, but that I believe was undone. Can't remember if it was the Bush administration. I think Bush administration started it. Trump administration or the Obama administration undid it, and it sounds like he wants more of it. Your thoughts?
So I only caught about every other word of that, Scott, for some reason, but referencing mosques and surveillance of mosques and things
yeah.
like that.
Yep.
So I guess I don't know about any particular program, but you may be right in terms of the history of it. What I fundamentally believe is again, we always struggle with this balance, right? The balance between, you know, freedom and privacy and then keeping us safe. And if a court can be convinced that there's a potential problem someplace, then I think it's appropriate to surveil any place that, you know, that where there might be a problem. You know, just picking some particular house of worship based on its denomination or its religion for, you know, extra surveillance, I think is somewhat problematic. And so I, you know, I'd want to flesh that out a little more specifically what the program looks like. What we need more than anything, as much as anything, and this is why we always have to, you know, approach these things judiciously, is we need to have moderate Muslims, American-loving, patriotic Muslim men and women that are helping us, that are cooperating. And that includes, by the way, you know, mosques and the religious leaders. So, again, this is always a tough balance to strike, but at the heart of it all has to be American security and homeland security, the safety of American citizens, and that includes, you know, Muslim citizens as well as Christian and agnostics and Jewish Americans. So, you know, I just think we have to be very, very careful, but you shouldn't, what's happened today, Scott, is political correctness keeps us from, you know, scrutinizing people, who are in a, you know, who might be a problem, and rather scrutinize people who are never a problem just to make sure that we appear politically correct. And we've got to stop that nonsense. And certainly this president, President Trump, has done a lot to help us get beyond our silly political correctness becoming a barrier to national security.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Only a minute left, so I'm going to try cramming just a couple of quick questions here and real quick 15-second answers as well. Before the break, I asked you I read a text about someone saying that if farmers and ranchers that want to use CRP during the drought need a wake-up call because they have to refund the money they took from the taxpayers before, they can break their CRP contracts. Is that true?
No. So my reading of that is, let me put this. So let me just read specifically from what we've heard from USDA. They'll allow a CRP contract holder who haze their acreage according to the, they have these mid-management conservation plans, okay? So they can donate their hay to livestock producers in a drought-stricken area. And then the contract holders still have the ability to sell their hay with a 25% deduction as they've been fully authorized to do in the past. So there's actually a program within USDA that is already provided for this, but I think what I'm reading in your email or texter's message is he's opining what they should have to do as opposed to what the law requires them to do.
All right, we shall leave it there. Lots of things we didn't get to, but that's typical because we go where the callers want us to go.
But this drought issue is big enough. Maybe you and I could set some time aside. We should look at our calendars and see if we can do something specifically on it.
No, and I'd ask the listeners, again, solutions, ideas, questions, get them to us. I'm with you, Congressman Kramer, all in. We'll do whatever it takes, so stay tuned for that in the coming days. We're with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is compared to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are gone to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.